Tuesday in Russian airstrikes in northwest Syria, as the UN warned youngsters were bearing the brunt of the violence. The UN has called for immediate de-escalation and warned of further mass displacements if the violence continues in Syria's last major opposition-held region. In Washington, the impasse drags on between congressional Republicans and Democrats over the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says his plan is to copy the framework of the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. Democrat Chuck Schumer says this is different than 1999, when a special counsel had already interviewed multiple witnesses under oath. And Schumer's concerned Republicans have the votes to block Democrats from requesting witness testimony.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Hong Kong marked Christmas Eve with tear gas and mall clashes on Tuesday night as battles between democracy activists and riot police swept through a major shopping district. The evening's unrest was the most sustained in what has otherwise been a few weeks of comparative calm after more than 6 months of violent protests. Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in a northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy early Tuesday in the northeastern Kapisa province, killing a district commander and a security guard. U.S. stocks are down slightly in morning trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed